Oh, bows and bow ties. So look, you know, women's sports is just really more interesting right now. I said it. I sure did. It's more interesting right now. You've got the gymnastics world. I mean, like, you've got women coming out of retirement. Like, people, you know, you've got, like, I think Gabby Douglas is training for the Olympics. We've just got our USA Gymnastics is so deep right now. We've got track and field. Like, yeah, the girl this weekend for college, Barbie, I can't remember her name. She just, like, blew that 5,000. And under 15, it was like 14:52. I mean, let's not even get into, like, women's basketball, college basketball. Right now, they're stealing the show. I mean, men's basketball, well, especially college, I can't tell you anything about men's college basketball right now because I've been into women's college basketball. You've got LSU. You've got University of South Carolina. You've got University of Southern California, the other USC. You've got Stanford. You've got UConn. I mean, like, Ole Miss. You've got, let me tell you, these women are balling. I mean, I am so excited for what's happening with women's basketball right now. I can't even name any guys in men's basketball, at least not college. I can't name anyone, not off the top of my head. I mean, but if you say, tell me about women's collegiate basketball, Division I collegiate basketball, I can just rattle off names. I can rattle off Angel Reese, Carmelo Cardoso. Now, you guys probably all saw the bench-clearing fight the other day for the SEC championships. You've got, Angel Reese, Carmelo Cardoso, Phil Wiley, Flauge, Caitlin Clark, Paige Backers, Juju. You got Juju. Juju. I don't know why I like saying her name. I totally forgot the girl that's out of Stanford. I can see her face, and for some reason, her name escapes me. Steckley or whatever it is her name is. So many. Oh, my goodness. So many women. They're just doing their thing right now. And I think the thing is, they're doing so much. Now, my husband said, they're not going to do anything for the WNBA. I think that they are raising the profile of women's basketball. It just in general, over the last 4 to 8 years, I feel like women at the collegiate level and non-collegiate level, they have been raising the profile of women's sports. Look at what's happening. Even like if I'm on TikTok, women's collegiate sports, you know what they've done? They've started growing more people into watching what's happening in their competitions at the collegiate level. They're showing former Olympians competing at the collegiate level, getting that team rah-rah spirit. They show, like, some of the HBCUs are getting gymnastics programs. They are, like, literally raising the profile. And, of course, you know, lacrosse. I think lacrosse is in contention of becoming an Olympic sport. You know, my daughter plays lacrosse. So, like, I'm loving the fact that I'm slowly starting to see more lacrosse games. And a lot of people who don't know any different, they don't know about lacrosse. Yes. Wait until more people like me start entering into lacrosse. Because lacrosse is about it. So I'm looking at how the women's sports have raised, the profile has been raised. So the men have always been there. But right now, it's like nobody really wants to watch. Like even the NBA is kind of like lame because no one plays hard until like before the playoffs. The men's game, I don't even care who's playing right now. I'm like, oh, they played. There's very few people who play hard. So, but I mean, what I will say is this. I am totally turned in for the March Madness for the women's game. I mean, if I catch a men's game, that's great. But the women's game, oh, yes. I'm all in. Anytime they have gymnastics on, yes. Track and field, wherever I can catch it, yes. Absolutely. And, of course, you know, we're all into that lacrosse situation. Now, let me tell you what needs some help. Tennis. I just think tennis across the board. Because if you look at what basketball has done, and I don't think they did it on purpose, but they're showcasing women being competitive. They're showcasing them having emotion. They're showcasing them compete really hard. And it's not perfect, right? They're showcasing rivalries. They're showcasing in gymnastics, like how, you know, the United States have transformed what gymnastics look like. And for those of you, I'm not a gymnastics expert, so please forgive me for those who are gymnasts. But if you look at the old style of gymnastics, what the Soviet bloc countries have done, they were more into, they would run and do their, they would do a lot of twists. And they had a lot of ballet movements. It was very balletic. Is that a word, balletic? And then what the United States has done, and I would say Western worlds in general, they've made it more athletic. So now, instead of twisting, chicks are flipping. And then, of course, Simone started Simoning, right? She's twisting and flipping in the air. She is outrageous. So now the rest of the world is trying to catch up to Simone. You know, Russia doesn't like it. They're like, oh, they went to old school. Well, that's because their girls can't keep up right now. So they want to still do the same twists and the same, like, well, I'm in ballet. Well, actually, the world says, you know what, we want to see something different. We want to transform the sport. So I'm looking at the profile of women's sports. I'm looking at what happened when Riley Gaines said no more, right? She's like, wait a second. Why can't we just be good at swimming without having a man come in and try to taint that? You know, being trans. I understood where she was coming from. The point I'm making is women's sports is like really like taking off. And I think what tennis needs to do, because you know I'm a big tennis fan, they don't show enough rivalries. And I think a lot of it's because like even like United States, we've gotten away from showing more of the tennis stuff, right? We don't showcase it. It's not compelling enough, even though I love tennis, right? It's not showing any compelling rivalries. I love looking at the international players, but everybody has the same, like, it sounds like another Ova or Inca, right? Meaning they're not seeing that variety as much. You know, well, you got Swiatek, she's the number one player. But what's happening is now when you look at what's happening internationally, the girls are just big. They're like, they're huge. Right? And so we're not seeing enough variety. Everybody hits the same big ball and everybody's screaming. And then what happens is everybody has the same fist pump. And then on top of that, I actually blame some of the men's game. I'm going to tell you the reason why. When you had Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, of course, you still have Djokovic, who's still current. You had Andy Murray. They all got in their post-conferences and they all sounded the same and boring because they were protecting their brand, and I get it. But when you looked at what was happening on the women's side, like, you know, Serena and Sharapova were getting at it. Well, everybody was coming for Serena. They were coming for the queen. Okay? She was the queen with the crown before Angel Reese, but I love how she puts her crown on. So, but what I'm saying is now, if you look at what's going on in tennis, there's no real rivalry. There's nothing compelling. It's just a bunch of people getting out there. They hit the same hard ball, and then they get into these post-conference interviews or press conferences, and they're all trying to sound like, well, you know, today was not my best day. You know, that they all have the same talking points. They all sound the same. Now, when you look at how basketball is, I was looking at, like, Angel Reese. She's like, hey, I want to shout out to my girls. You know, we're coming. Like, I love that. She's like, nobody's scared of USC. Even though they got handled the last few times. But, like, USC is the team to beat right now. They're big. And they're good. I mean, they're huge. And Dawn Staley is a class actor. She's an amazing coach. And you know what else I like about watching the women's basketball game? Now, a lot of people will make this a racial thing, and I do understand. But you know what? I like the fact that Kim Mulkey, now granted, she has a set of privileges that she's operating under. Nevertheless, she doesn't have to always make it a class act thing as far as Dawn Staley. I understand why Dawn has to operate the way she has to operate, right? But I love, and I love Dawn Staley, by the way. But the point I'm making is I love how these teams can compete and not back down. And they don't have to be these well-behaved women. It's not that they're not well-behaved, but, like, they don't have to be. And as much as people want to come for Angel Reese, if you look at the tape, I think they showed it on TikTok. She understands what it's like to have branding, too, right? When they were, like, had the bench-clearing situation, you know what she did? She went and sat down. And yet she still got into her post-conference, her press conference, and she said what she said with her whole chest. What I'm seeing is when I see the compelling rivalries and the advancement of the sport, the raising of the profile of women's sports, I see that happening in multiple areas. I feel like tennis is falling short. And I think lacrosse needs to raise its profile, and I think it's getting there. But I think the thing with lacrosse and tennis is those are predominantly white sports. And so I think access to these sports are different, and there's like a level of etiquette that comes with it. But nevertheless, I feel like in general, the profile of women's sports from track and field to gymnastics, they're going to get off in gymnastics. Basketball, these women are amazing. I mean, how can you not appreciate a Caitlin Clark getting out there Caitlining? Because she's got me over here speechless. Caitlin Clark is amazing, right? Now, do I think she's kind of a little bit nasty? You know, well, a lot of these competitors are because she's a competitor. I don't have any issues with Caitlin Clark. She talks her talk. She's just as mean as the rest of them. The only difference is her skin color is different. I am here for Caitlin Clark, okay? Because she is amazing. I love Angel Reese. Two different types of players, right? She's different. Angel's more of a big. She plays more of a big role, a post-up role. Amazing player. And I love how she protects her teammates. I love how she's about it. I love how she's like, I ain't backing down from Cardoso. I mean, Cardoso is 6'7". I love watching Cardoso. Now, I didn't like the push. She got a little emotional. But I am here for women's sports. I'm loving how the profile has been raised. I would rather watch the women's NCAA championship than the men's right now. I can't tell you anything about the men's game. I don't even know who's the number one seed. I don't even know who's in the top. I'm just going to take a guess and say it's probably like Kansas. I don't know what's going on with Duke, you know, because Coach K is, you know, he's retired. I don't even know. Is Duke even the top team anymore? Probably like Kansas, Villanova, maybe. I don't know. That's all I got. I don't even, is Georgetown even going to make it? Because I know they've been terrible the last 5-10 years. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. I saw somebody this weekend wearing a shirt that says, everyone watches women's sports. I need to get one of those shirts. I need to be a full-on lemming. I need to be a copycat because they're doing something right. It's not perfect, but the profile of women's sports, I think the biggest thing, I'm really impressed with basketball right now because these women don't care. They're like, I don't care. I'm competing. You can get some of it. I want all the smoke. I'm here for it. I am impressed with how Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark and Fawile and Juju and Flage and Caitlin Beckers, and I cannot remember the chick from Stanford. I am absolutely here for it. These women are sensational. They're wonderful. I want more. I want more. I can't wait for the NCAA to start. And that's all I got. All right. Let me know your thoughts.